This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Today's show is going to be a little shorter than normal, and I'll tell you why. I was texting with a friend of mine last night and instantly knew that I had to turn what we were texting about into a podcast. And my first thought was, it's not long enough to be a podcast. And then I instantly thought, it's powerful enough to be, right? The length is not what matters. And that's such a, I was amused that I sort of fell into that way of thinking, or I took myself down that path of thinking, because oftentimes we'll think that way about a book. Like a bigger book, a thicker book has more value than a smaller book. And it's so not true. In fact, one sentence can change our lives. And if that one sentence is buried in 1,000 sentences, we might miss it. So I have always believed that it doesn't have to be long or complicated or new to be powerful. And today's podcast is going to be a shorter one, but I know it's going to be a powerful one. Quick thing before we dive into it, we are going to be opening up registration for our Spring 12 Weeks to Transformation so soon. If you want to work with a coach, me, if you want structure and accountability to change the way you think and get out of your own way, get on the wait list. I connect with the waitlist every single week. I give them little sneak peeks and other sorts of coaching before we get started so that I can get to know you better and you can get to know me better. And registration always opens to the waitlist first. And there are always bonuses and discounts exclusive to the waitlist. So go right now to primalpotential.com/transform. Or you can go to the show notes for today's episode, primalpotential.com/730, and make sure you are on the waitlist. Registration opens up real soon to the waitlist first. Today's episode, here's what happened. In my other business, not Primal Potential, we have team calls throughout the week, and I love them because I learn a lot, not just about that business, but a lot of personal development, a lot of growth, a lot of leadership. It's one of the many reasons that I actually said I wanted to be a part of that team, even if it wasn't a business opportunity. Like, I would pay to be a part of it as a mastermind, even if I couldn't ever make money from it. It's just been a big source of connection and networking and learning for me. So we had a leadership call the other day, and one of my friends was on it, and she texted me afterwards, and she said, did you catch that guy at the end? Were you still on the call at the end? And I actually wasn't. I had been listening to it while I was doing some stuff outside, and my connection kept going in and out, and then it finally dropped, and I didn't get back on. So I was so glad that she texted me. She said that a gentleman leader was sharing towards the end of the call, and he said, I don't want to be motivated. I want to be committed. I don't want to be motivated. I want to be committed. He said, if I rely on motivation, the ups and downs are going to make me crazy and also inconsistent. I don't want motivation. I want commitment. I love that so much. I think that is a game-changing statement. And it goes back to something we talked about fairly recently, maybe a couple months ago on the show, that motivation is not required. You can do whatever that thing is unmotivated, right? So many of us are blaming lack of motivation. Like, I'm just not motivated to go to the gym. I'm not motivated to eat healthy, or I'm not motivated enough to stick to my budget. Breaking news. You don't have to be. Do it unmotivated. That's what commitment is. That's the difference. In that episode, I think it was around the end of the year, the beginning of the year, I talked about how I almost never am motivated to go out to my office in the morning. One of my routines that I do in my office is I start by journaling, and then I have 1 to 3, generally not more than 2, most important work tasks of the day. That doesn't mean there's only 1, 2, or 3 things on my list. Today, for example, there are 16 things on my work list for the day. 2 of them are designated most important, and surely throughout the day, at least another 10 or 15 will come up via email or from my team or just something unexpected happens. But after I journal, I do those 2 most important things first before I dive into other things on the list that might be easier or faster, before I get on email or social or I respond to my team on Slack. And I'm not motivated to do that. I'm really not. Every once in a blue moon, I might be, but I can't remember the last time that I woke up truly motivated to get out to my office in the dark and work. What gets me there is commitment. And the beautiful thing about commitment is that consistency in the practice creates routine. And routine is dramatically easier to execute than non-routine, than white-knuckle willpower. That's hard. There's a great quote. In fact, I won't even call it a quote. I'll call it a concept because I don't remember it verbatim. I'm pretty sure it comes from James Clear's book, Atomic Habits, which I will link up in the show notes, which you can find at primalpotential.com/730. What he says is, discipline is only required until habit takes over. Discipline is only required until habit takes over. You only have to be disciplined long enough to establish the habit. And yeah, sure, there's a little discipline required to keep a habit going, right? Because otherwise it would be easy to make an excuse. But far less discipline, way less discipline is required to stick to a habit than to generate a new routine. So discipline is only required long enough to establish that habit. And then habit takes over and it gets way easier. Like late in my pregnancy, there's a discipline that I have to get out to my office and do those most important things in journal, in my identity journal, right? There's a little bit of discipline that is required because especially late in pregnancy, I could be like, oh, I'm just too tired and use the pregnancy as an excuse. There's a little discipline required to say, no, this is what I do. I'm going to be glad that I did it. I'm doing it, period. This is not negotiable. It's not up for debate. I've already decided. We're not reopening this conversation right now. But it's so much less discipline than something brand new. So just commit to the discipline to establish the habit. And look, I don't believe in these magical numbers like 21 days or, you know, 30 days. It's different. It's different for everybody. And a lot of it depends on how significant is the thing. It's going to be faster to establish a habit, say, of flossing your teeth than of going to the gym every day, because maybe going to the gym every day requires more of you, time and energy and getting your head in the right spot, than flossing your teeth, which you do at home and it takes, you know, a minute. And a lot of how long it takes is going to depend on your consistency. It's going to be taking way longer to establish a habit if you're not consistent than if you just say, I'm going to be consistent because that means less work, less time to do this thing. Commit to the discipline to establish a habit, right? Journaling first thing in the morning, I said, is one of mine. I use the identity journal that is a tool we created for the 12 weeks to transformation. And there's blank space every day. And there are some questions that I ask myself every single morning. And I don't just think about them. I write the answers down. And some of the questions I've been asking lately, because they change. Every day I ask, what are my goals? Which goals will I move forward today and how? Who will I help reach their goals today and how? What friend or family member will I connect with today? How will I take care of myself today? What does happiness look like today? What are my highest priority tasks today? And what will I outsource or delegate today? And that sounds like a lot of questions. I'll put them up in the show notes, which you can find at primalpotential.com/730. But it usually doesn't take me more than 5 minutes to answer those questions, truly. I'm not motivated to answer those questions every morning. I often think, like, I just answered these yesterday. What's one day? I'm not motivated to do it. I'm committed to doing it. I'm not looking to be motivated to journal. I am committed to doing it. What do you want to be committed to doing? Seriously, don't just hear me say that and rush right on. What do you want to be committed to? Do you want to be committed to being kind to everyone who lives in your home? Do you want to be committed to being in bed by 10 p.m.? Or do you want to be committed to staying off social media when your kids are around? Do you want to be committed to eating vegetables with every meal or having less sugar, whatever that means for you? Working out 5 or 6 days a week? Networking daily? Following the golden rules of carbs and fat loss, which I talk about in episode 195? What do you want to be committed to? First thing is you got to know, right? You've got to know. Otherwise, it stays in the realm of an idea. Like, yeah, I don't want to be motivated. I want to be committed. All right, committed to what? And what does that look like? If you were truly committed, what would that look like? I don't want to be motivated. I want to be committed. To what? And what does that look like? I do want to say a word about enthusiasm, right? Because sometimes we misunderstand this idea of motivation. And I'm the first one to say, like, you don't have to be motivated. Get that story, that excuse, that thing that lets you off the hook. Get it out of your head. I do think, though, that enthusiasm matters. And that's different. So enthusiasm is not rah, rah, I'm fired up, I'm in a great mood, I'm singing and dancing. Maybe that's what it looks like for you. It's not what it looks like for me. Enthusiasm for me is passion. It's drive. And sometimes that's not at all. In fact, for me, it's almost never like, rah, rah, can't wait, woohoo, share it with the world. It's just a quiet determination. That's what my enthusiasm looks like. But it's going to look different for everybody. And the reason I think that is important is because otherwise we can talk ourselves out of commitment too, right? People do it all the time in their marriages. So what does it look like for you to be connected to passion and purpose for this thing you want to be committed to? So it's not this sense, I'm enthusiastic about my goals even when I'm not motivated about them, right? It's not this rah-rah, can't wait, put Rocky on and I'm going to run up some stairs feeling. No. I can be enthusiastic about my commitments without being motivated. I'm enthusiastic and I'm committed. So the way that I do that is I revisit my goals all the time. Every morning, right? I just shared that I answer that question every day. What are my goals and which of them will I move forward today and how? That means, so I have goals for the year and I have goals for each month. And I literally write them out. It doesn't take that, those two questions don't take me more than, I don't know, 30 or 40 seconds. I scribble. But I revisit them every single day. And that connection is what fuels my enthusiasm. Like, yeah, this is why I'm doing that. These goals matter to me, and here's why they matter to me. This is what I want. I can feel that and still be like, I'm not in the mood, right? I'm not motivated. I'm not, you know, pumped up and super excited. No, I'm enthusiastic, which is just a quiet drive, and I'm committed. I think those two things go hand in hand. It's really about staying connected to what matters to you. And maybe for you, that's revisiting your goals. Maybe it's talking to somebody about your goals every day or every week. Because otherwise, I think it's very easy to talk yourself out of commitment. Like, yeah, I'm committed, but today I don't have time. I'm committed, but, you know, I'm just not feeling it today. That's not commitment. And I think we bolster our commitment when we have that enthusiasm, that why, that quiet determination. But here's the thing, guys, we have to recreate that. And for me, I have to recreate it daily. Maybe you don't. Maybe you've got a little bit more stick-to-itness in you, but it's not enough for me to revisit that drive every week. I revisit it every day. Sometimes I revisit it multiple times a day. But think about that. Like, what makes you really connect to what you want to be committed to and to why it matters? Otherwise, yeah, you'll be in the status quo, the 80 to 90% of people who have big goals and big intentions and they don't follow through and they constantly let themselves off the hook. I don't want that for you. I really don't. I don't want you to be motivated. Like, if you have a day where you're motivated, cool, that's great. But I want you to choose commitment. I want you to practice commitment. I want you to return to that quiet determination of why this matters. And I want you to return to it every day. I want you to return to it 10 times a day if that's what you need to do. I don't want to be motivated. I want to be committed. What do you want to be committed to? What does that look like? And what do you need to say to yourself? What do you need to hear? What do you need to think about to have that quiet determination for that goal every day? I hope this moves the needle for you. I hope you will choose for it to move the needle for you. And I just want to remind you guys to get on the wait list for our spring 2020 12 weeks to transformation. If you want to get an identity journal, right? We send it out as soon as you register. If you want to be a part of our weekly challenges, if you want to get daily coaching audio messages from me and get on weekly coaching calls with me, make sure you're on the wait list. Like I said, registration always opens to the wait list first, and there are always bonuses and discounts that are only available to people who are on the wait list when registration opens. So don't wait, just do it now. It'll take you 2 seconds. Head to primalpotential.com/transform, or you can go to the show notes page for today's episode. There will be a link there, primalpotential.com/730, and make today amazing. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.